office and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the books.
Yes. Almost. Almost. Yes. How are you doing today?
Good. I was watching this show. They took Grant Cardone, three billionaires, right? And it's on Discovery Channel. And they dropped them in the middle of three different towns in the United States. And they only gave them $100 and a beat-up truck. And then in 90 days, they have... And they can't use their real names, right? And they're being filmed, right? And they're going into these towns, and they only get $100 for the 90 days. And they got to build a $1 million company in 90 days with, with only $100. It's on the Discovery Channel. It's called Undercover Billionaires.
Oh, wow.
And one of the things that Grant... You ever hear of Grant Cardone?
No.
Have you ever heard of him?
No, I have not.
Well, he's a billionaire, and he deals with real estate, and he does a lot of stuff, right? He's really energetic, but he's also down to earth because he was homeless.
Not really my area of expertise, but...
Yeah, but he... So you know what the three C's are that he said that you must do? What do you think they are? He said communicate, communicate, communicate.
Hmm.
And he says what you got to do is you got to communicate with your clients, like you.
Mm-hmm.
I got to communicate with you saying, hey, you know, I can network with you. I can get you deals like I just did, a doctor, right?
Right.
Then I need to communicate with the doctor, too. So I got to communicate with people that you're going to do business with, the doctor. So not only do you got to communicate with your client, you got to communicate with the people that you would do business with. So you got to find out what your client, who your client is, and who do they communicate with. And then the other C is that your organization must communicate within itself.
Well, and that's really important.
Right. So if you had an organization that you couldn't communicate and you were kept in the dark, it wouldn't be good, right?
Right.
Absolutely, or?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So then most likely, the person that's not communicating with you, probably then you would look at their results. You're a smart lady, right?
Right.
Because then what happens is, you know what they do in football? So say two people are arguing, right? Say two people are arguing, and the game's just about over. What does the one guy do? Does anybody know?
Timeout.
Timeout.
No, the game's just about over and they're arguing. The one guy, what he does is, while they're yelling at each other, you see them do it in football or other sport. What do they point at?
The scoreboard.
And who's the one pointing at the scoreboard?
The one who's winning.
I'm being honest with you. Oh my God. It's like really talking to you is like, I swear you're... Right. So then how you shut someone up when you're arguing with them is how. Point at the scoreboard. We're winning. So you can say whatever the hell you want, right?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Look at the scoreboard. Look at the results. So you want to say something to me, right? What you want to do is look at the scoreboard. Like, what are the results of you? You lost. So whatever you say to me doesn't matter because I'm looking at the scoreboard. Do you know who said that? Grant Cardone. He said that. He goes, that's what you do. You always look at results of what people are producing, not looking at what they say. And they use that as an analogy, as pointing at the scoreboard. So that's how you shut someone up, right? Anyhow, so communicate, communicate, communicate. The three C's.
I like it.
And then you know what the insurance company use? They use the three D's. What are the three D's?
Deny, deny, deny.
You know what it is? No, but it is. It's actually deny, delay, and die. And you know who put that on there? It was on 60 Minutes. Because they had this one multi-billion dollar insurance company, and they have a percentage of people that get claims, right? There's a certain percentage, whatever it is. But this one, no one got any claims.
Reminds me of that movie. Do you remember the movie that Julia Roberts was in? It was a true story.
Yeah, with Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
Right, Aaron Brockovich. So there are things in business you got to do, right? So where you're at, the reason I'm bringing this up is you're doing a grand opening, right? You're in Palm Harbor on US 19.
Yes.
You're in between Nebraska Avenue and Alderman.
Yes.
Because I think if you give someone an address, unless they don't know. Because if I say to you 3265 US 19, where is it? Who knows? But if I say in between Nebraska and Alderman and then give the plaza name and something that's a landmark that's near it, to me that makes more sense than giving the address.
I agree.
Okay, so let's give a landmark of where you are and what. Tell us about what's going to go on with the grand opening.
Okay, so my name is Ineth Saliani, and I own Flawless by Ineth Skin Firming and Lipo Laser. It is medical laser, no pain, no injections, no anesthesia, just results. You see the pictures there. So this is my new location. We are, as Brian said, between Alderman and Nebraska on 19. We are behind O'Reilly Parts and in the Swope Law Firm building.
Oh, well, I know just where you are.
But did you see how much you said behind O'Reilly?
Yeah, yeah.
And then in the Swope, and what's the unit number?
It's 290.
And what? Is there going to be food and stuff at the grand opening?
Yes, I have a grand. We're doing the grand opening because it's my new location, and I'm offering 50% off of the a face and neck lift. We have fabulous sponsors. I have the sponsor list. We have fabulous sponsors.
Okay, if you haven't, okay, let's get plugs out.
Because I'd like to give a shout out to my sponsors. I've got fabulous gift bags for everybody. We have door prizes. So let me just read down to the sponsors because the community has been so generous that it's just so heartwarming. So we have Ice Pick Vodka. We have Sea Dog Brewery. We have Known Marketing, Known Digital. Howard's Cleaning Service, The Enchanted Baker. Guess who? Swope Law.
All right.
Global Sourcing Group, Tim's Performance Center, Body and Skin Health, You Organized, KB Virtual Assistant, Shanna Campbell from Touchstone Crystal by Swarovski, Professional Mortgage Alliance, Cat Lady Wellness, Professional Carpet Systems, Rochelle the Insurance Girl. We have Women Without Limits, which is a fabulous women's networking group that I belong to. Ping, another networking group. Palm Harbor Chamber, Safety Harbor Chamber. Lynn Fit Nutrition. Tarpon Spree, Tampa Bay Newspaper. Oasis Salon, Rescue Pink, which is a fabulous rescue for animals right in Palm Harbor. Cardio Drumming. and BC Insurance Smuggler's Cove Restaurant, and Pure Romance by Amanda David.
All right.
Wow.
I mean, really a great app showing from the community.
Right, and that's one of the things. So this one lady that's in the billionaire thing, because I watched it last night, I thought of you because I knew you were coming to the show today. So she's an African-American lady, which doesn't matter, but she's doing a deal in the African-American community, and she's a billionaire. So they drop her. It's like three separate billionaires. And you know what the first thing she did? You kept saying community and networking. So the first thing she did is she got dropped there. She slept in her car. Now, keep in mind, this is a billionaire. And she said, the community, you got to get in touch with the community. So she calls this pastor that gets her 3 days. And then she gets hooked up with the mayor because the pastor introduced her to the mayor. And they're filming all this, right? Then she gets in touch with a congresswoman that is running for Congress. So she's, the congress lady lets her stay at her house. And this congresswoman wins. But they listed, you see how you just listed all those people in the community? Now, keep in mind, she has no money, and she's dropped in there with just $100. And then within a week, she's staying at a congressman's house. She's talking with the mayor, and she's doing exactly what you're doing.
It was very important
They should have filmed you.
It was very important to me to bring the sponsors' names with me because I'm new to the state. I moved in 2019, and it was important to me as a human being, but also as I started to get a business when I wasn't from here, to really reach out and jump in with both feet and, you know, try to be there for everybody else. And
what are you doing now? See, if you want to go with the three C's, you're communicating to the public about your sponsors, you're communicating to the public about where you're located, and you're communicating to the public about your the things you do.
Right.
So I'd like to go in a little more detail of what you do and what the cost is. And it's all about communicating. So is Grant Cardone right? It's the three C's.
Okay.
For something to be successful.
Well, I do medical laser, and nobody really knows what that is, right? So I get rid of wrinkles on face and neck. And the technology behind this is when you turn about 35 is when your skin starts to age and it goes into stress. If you remember when you're about 35, you started getting those fine lines, the crow's feet around your eyes. Then you got something in the middle of your nose, which is called your glabella. And as we get older, they get deeper, longer, stronger. So the reason that is because your collagen sinks to the fourth layer of your skin. That's why you're aging, and that's where your stress is. We no longer look fresh-faced. We don't have that nice glow. The technology behind the laser is it starts to rid the dead cells, and it starts the production of collagen. Every time you come to see me, you will see a difference. It's a series of treatments. You know what? Some people, everybody's different, right? Everybody's DNA is different. Everybody's wrinkles are different. Some people are deeper. I can do, it depends, you know, typically somewhere between 6 and 10 is typically where it would fall. You have no pain, there's no freezing, there's no injections, and it just feels like a warm massage. And the next day after you see me, you're going to see much more incredible results. It just continues to work. There is maintenance with this. Typically, people can come for quarterly maintenance.
So it actually will last like several months?
Yes. We got to get your treatments done. We get your package done. And then we do, most people can do quarterly maintenance. Some people can squeeze it out for 4 months. Some people come every other month. It's a personal preference. Can't really go too much into the pricing because, again, everybody's different. What I can tell you about is, because this is written in stone, the maintenance, the quarterly maintenance is only $60 per quarter.
Wow. Okay, so then you do your series of, you know, times when you first come, but then when you come back for the quarterly, it's just one visit. Is that how that works?
Once it's as I said, typically once a quarter. You know, I have some people, as I said, we'll go every 4 months. Some come every other month. It's a personal preference, but I always, you know, tell them that I suggest the quarterly.
Okay, and so it's just your face and neck face that you work with?
Okay, so that's one, that's half of what I do, but that's actually a lot of what I do because people want to get rid of their faces, the face and neck, right? I also do lipo laser, which is a targeted fat loss. It's typically somebody who's looking to lose some, you know, we're within a 5 or 10 pound range. And the laser puts a tear in the fat cell and the fat cell drains. So there are some people that have a little excess weight or, you know, flabby arm, a double chin. Some people just have heavier thighs, or a lot of women after baby can't get rid of that little pouch. There's not enough sit-ups in the world that's going to get rid of that. I had one woman that said she walked herself silly and she just couldn't. And then she went to the doctor and he said, yeah, you're not getting rid of that by walking. So it's pretty amazing. And again, even with the lipo laser, there's no pain. There's no incisions. There's
no
injections.
So no surgery. That's awesome.
Yep, and there's no side effects. You're not going to walk out red or puffy or swollen, but it's pretty immediate results.
Very amazing. Good. That is amazing. So it's non-invasive, non-surgical, no pain, no downtime, immediate results, and it's FDA approved.
Yes, that's another thing I always try to emphasize. FDA approved. A lot of I'm one of the few that is FDA approved, and it's actually very important. I always tell people, remember that, because you'll see on commercials and you'll see on ads a lot of things. You'll recognize this after I leave. You'll hear FDA cleared. FDA cleared. We're FDA cleared. I'm FDA approved.
Oh, so there's a difference.
There is a difference. FDA approved has a more rigorous testing process than FDA cleared. And it's my understanding that if you're close enough to something that's been approved, that you can be cleared.
Oh,
it's just a lengthier process to go through.
Right. Very good. And I don't believe this is your first location. I believe you've done this before.
I did. I started in 2019. And
where?
I was in... I was actually in Countryside.
Okay, see how I knew that? I can tell you something. You just have too much. I feel like I'm talking to, I always say this, in every field there's an expert. You are an expert.
I hope so.
No, really. Like, if you listen to all my shows, I don't go out on the limb. You're very knowledgeable, you're an expert, and you're trustworthy. So folks that want to go to Flawless By, and then say your name.
Flawless by Ineth. I just want to show you this picture. This was one treatment on the neck.
Wow. That's a big before and after.
Huge.
And it's instant, right?
That was just one treatment. I mean, I just finished her fifth treatment, but that was after one.
That's fantastic. So anyhow, how can people get in touch with you?
The website is www.ineth.com, which is INATHE. It's Flawless by Ineth. I have a Facebook page, which is Flawless by Ineth. And the website and my telephone number is 732-685-7176. Go to Facebook, look for Flawless. Go to Google, look for Flawless, and come by Swope Law Firm Building if you're in the area. Come on in.
Tell us what time is the ribbon cutting.
Oh, okay. So on Tuesday the 19th, which happens to be my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. We're doing the grand opening on my birthday because I figured every year I could have a birthday party and share savings with everybody.
Awesome.
What time?
It's 5 to 7. 5 to 7.
We'll be there.
All right. right. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
We'll be there.
January 19th, 5 to 7 at Flawless, right behind the Riley's by Swoop Law Firm.
In Swoop Law Firm's building.
Oh, it's inside.
We're
okay.
Inside.
Well, yeah, you guys are in a plaza.
Yeah,
I know exactly where you are.
And what's the unit number?
290. But I kind of. It's okay because we have the whole reception area set up. I've got two conference rooms set up. I have food, dessert.
Oh wow.
Champagne.
Yeah. So if you walk in, you guys will be directed to where to go.
Exactly. You can't miss us.
Wow, that's exciting. So what song do you like? We'll play a song for you in your honor. Give us a song that's your favorite band.
Well, I have a favorite song, but I have a song. I'd actually, what I like, I wanted to use this with my business because I have diamonds, because I call it Flawless Like a Diamond.
Oh.
So how about Shine Bright Like a Diamond?
All right.
You got that, Tommy?
Rihanna. Yes.
Yeah, so we're going to play that. And that song is being sponsored by Flawless by?
Ines.
And what nationality is Ines?
Well, I'm Italian. I'm Italian, but as far as I understand, the name is Greek.
Oh, okay. And where did you move from, by the way?
I'm originally from New York, and then I was living in New Jersey for a while, and then I came here. I wanted to come and have a more relaxed lifestyle, get out of the Northeast, and enjoy life.
Well,
yes,
there you go.
And
you
out
got
of the
song?
Snow.
This
All
is
right.
Flawless by?
Flawless by Ines.
Song is sponsored?
All right.
Is this it?
Yes, Rihanna.
Wait.
Oh, I have to go out there.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision.
Like diamonds in the sky, I too
right. Thank you so very much, Tommy. And that song, Rihanna, Shine Bright Like a Diamond, was dedicated to Flawless by An Eighth. And tell us a little bit more about the grand opening, when it is, and how we can find you.
Hi, it's Ineth from Flawless by Ineth Skin Firming and Lipo Laser. Grand opening of our new location is this Tuesday, January 19th, 5 to 7 p.m. We are located on Route 19 between Alderman and Nebraska. We're behind O'Reilly Auto Parts and in the Swope Law Firm building. 5 to 7, we have a ribbon cutting. We are doing 50% off for packages. We have a fantastic gift bag that the local merchants have contributed to. Some fabulous door prizes.
I see that you, one lucky person will win a package of 10.
That's right.
10 face and neck treatments.
Yep.
Also, the first 5 people to secure a package will receive 50% off. That is amazing. And everybody gets a complimentary trial treatment.
That's right. Everybody's getting a free trial. Treatment.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Who comes.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Free child treatment with a glass of champagne.
Oh, that's even better. Oh my gosh. Right up my alley. All right. Well, thank you so, so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I hope to see everybody on Tuesday.
Yes. January 19th, 5 to 7.
All right.
And the actual address is 34921 US Highway 19. And that's right behind O'Reilly's in the Swope Law Firm building.
Absolutely. That's where we'll be. Can't
All
miss
right.
us.
Thank you. Thank you. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So we're going to introduce a couple new guests. We have Beth and we have Adam in the house.
Hello.
Adam from Red Rooster Antiques.
That's me.
Yes. And I have recently visited your shop a couple times.
Yes, you have.
And I have to say, hi, CJ.
Hi, CJ.
I love CJ. CJ is amazing. I'm serious, you guys. Go in and check out the antiques. But if you want to hear some amazing stories, and he knows background on all sorts of different items that they have. I mean, just such interesting
he's
history.
Amazing.
He yeah. is. His family history is amazing.
I know it
like,
is.
And he's just awesome. So good to talk to. I had a great time. I didn't want to leave. But I had to go back to work.
You did.
And hi, Beth. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. So tell us a little bit about your business and what it is you do.
My business is called Team Logic IT, and we do IT support for small businesses. So anybody who has computers and a server or network and network equipment, we can maintain it and keep it functional as well as secure. So cybersecurity is a big piece of what we do.
Oh, sure. Okay.
As well as backup so that, you know, you have disaster recovery.
Mm-hmm. All right. So one question. Do you work with, like, for example, restaurants and do, like, their systems inside the stores?
We can. We're not currently working with restaurants. We do a lot more with professional services, so financial planning company, background check company, builders. Really, we're not industry specific, but a lot of independent restaurants have just one computer, and so oftentimes they're not really, they don't run a full network.
Right, right. Yes, I have one of my clients actually was having a new system put in not too long ago, and they were having some issues, and the IT guy was there, so that's why I was curious. Yeah, because they had different, places where the people could use the computers and things, and they weren't communicating or something, so.
Yeah. oftentimes they'll need us if they have a security system. They have cameras. They Wi-Fi for guests as well as their own Wi-Fi, and then multiple point of sale stations, things like that.
Sure.
Then it's more, you know, they'll need some IT support.
Right.
We do project work too, so if it is just a one-time setup thing or they've moved and they need help setting up in a new location, we can help them with that.
Oh, very cool. Very good to know. So you also, like, I just heard you say, work with the, like, surveillance cameras and things like that, because let me tell you, I have cameras at my house because I actually had a break-in over the summer. So after that happened, I mean, I had a camera in the front or whatever. I have cameras everywhere now. You can see every single angle of every single thing. But I'm telling you, sometimes, I don't know, one of the cameras will go, I don't know anything about it. So my friend came over and he did all of it for me. I have 75,000 wires coming down into my garage. So, but yeah, I was looking at my camera last night and all of a sudden it goes pink. I'm like, okay, you know, all the different screen. I'm like, what is going on? So, yeah. So that's good to know. So for big businesses, though, that have any kind of, you know, camera systems or anything like that.
Yep.
Awesome.
Internet phone systems. You know, anything really that runs on technology is we can help them support.
That's Which good. Is everything. So how can we contact you?
We are at 727-275-2752. Or you can check our website, which is TLIT for Team Logic IT, clearwater.com.
So TILT.
Yep.
Very cool. Awesome. Very, very good. So, Adam, what do you have going on today?
This is, I think, our ninth day that we've been fully open.
Yes.
And it's very exciting because there's a lot of people been coming in, and it's good. We're getting a good response. And,
cool. Very cool.
A little nerve-wracking at first. I mean, it was like, I just go home and just like slump in a chair.
Yeah.
But now it's getting a little bit better.
And, awesome.
And CJ's there right now, and so he's doing okay.
Very cool. Very good. So tell us a little bit about some of the items that you guys have there.
We have some furniture. We have a lot of artwork.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of china, silver, a lot of jewelry, you know, some nice jewelry. You know, I'm not talking extremely high-end, but really nice jewelry.
You have some very nice vintage pieces, which I was looking at.
Absolutely,
and some
too.
Lovely cameos.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, very nice.
And, you know, and we have some, we have funky stuff. We have 18th century things. So it we are, you know, there's a wide selection across
the
board.
Yes, you're diverse.
Also
have,
I think you have to be.
You have a bust in the front, which is marble, correct?
It is. And that's the, you know, everyone said, well, I don't know
who it is.
It's Thomas Jefferson. It really is.
I agree. That's what CJ was
but
telling me.
But the person
like,
who sold
I think
it
I'm
to
right.
us, he was like, I don't know, it was Vivaldi or who. I was like, no.
It looks
Thomas
like Thomas Jefferson, yes. But it is really heavy, but, you know, CJ taught me something about real marble. You can always tell if it is real because it's cold, like especially if it's cool around.
Yes,
it's
that's
very
right.
cold.
Yeah,
and
because there's
true.
A lot of stuff. There's a lot of pieces out there that are resin. And they're not, you know, and people think, oh, it's either it's porcelain or it's marble. It isn't. It's just plastic, basically.
Right.
So, yeah, you touch it and you feel it. Yes, that's the
yes,
real thing.
Yes, it's very cold. So I learned a lot of things talking to CJ, actually.
Oh, he's a wealth of knowledge. He's like better than I am.
He's just, like a history teacher, but I love it. I love it.
I
we
know.
Were talked about so many different subjects, so many different things, different histories on items that they have there. Like I said, he knows a lot about a lot of the items. And or just the time period, you know, where it came from. And that's awesome because when you purchase something like that, it's awesome to have a story to go with it, you know?
You know, and the thing about our shop is we try to buy and get things that really will retain their value and really we're trying to do the best for our customers. Because you go into a lot of these shops and they say they're antiques, they're the collectibles, and it's not really, you know, so we're being honest in what we sell, and that's what I love to do.
Absolutely. And you do have some lovely lamps as well.
We have a lot of yes, we have some Victorian lamps. We even have one that's a ruby glass lamp from probably it was like hall lamp probably from about 1850. That's really
that's awesome.
Beautiful.
I love that period.
Yeah,
yes.
It's really beautiful. It would look beautiful in someone's foyer, but you know, and it's just great in the shop.
Yes. So many different things, I mean, you have everything. Pictures,
well,
lamps.
That's great. So
yes,
people got to come in and look.
That's right.
Look
everybody,
at
go
them.
Check out Red Rooster Antiques. It was your grand opening.
It was. On the
well, it still is.
It still is.
They're located actually in the plaza. There's what is the? He's your next door neighbor.
Dan's fans.
I couldn't. The name lost me.
Yeah, and he's
me.
Been there for years.
Yes, because we actually used to have a client that was located right next door to him, which was Joe's TV Repair, which
yes,
is not there
it's
anymore.
Not there anymore. Yeah.
But it's right there by Dan's Fans, which has been there for a million years. So,
yeah. And we're right across from Home Depot, and we're right there's a little post office right there. So we're right, and you know, people. And someone told me told CJ that they were across the street. At Home Depot and actually saw our sign.
Oh,
and they
great.
Came over and that's quite a distance.
Oh yeah.
So I was
the signage
like,
is so important.
Yeah, it's so
it
important.
Really is. And it's very difficult around this area. They make it hard.
They do.
I tell you that one of the toughest is Dunedin. It's very difficult to have signage out in Dunedin.
Yes, it is.
Lots of rules, lots of things. We had a client once, he was located on Main Street on 580. And he had a pizza place. So he bought, you know, the little stick in the ground signs or, you know, flags.
Oh, yeah.
So he put them out. Well, it became this battle. Like, it was kind of funny. But the guy would come, like, probably once, maybe twice a week. And he would take all the people's signs that stuck them in the ground because they're not allowed. So I remember one day we were there and we were eating. So he's like, oh, the guy got out and went to a restaurant that was a little further down in the plaza. So uh-huh. all the signs are in the back of his truck and he took them all back out. He's like, well, they're mine anyway. Oh. And he waited and then he stuck them back out there. Yeah, but I mean, signage is important.
It's really important. Yes. You just have that brief period when someone's driving by, if they see your sign and
oh yeah,
and there's not many antique shops left that area, so when they see it's like, wow, there's an antique shop, so they pray about it.
I've had a lot of inquiries actually from Facebook because I posted your ad on there about where you're located, if they can just take their phone in because they didn't actually have the book. A lot of people
the
were
books
asking
are great,
me.
But yeah. if somebody comes in, then we have some books there. So
Yeah, there was a couple ladies actually this week that were asking me, you know, they saw it on Facebook and they were like, oh, we want to go check it out. Can we take our phones in? I was like, I'm sure that would be fine.
Yeah, and you know, the 20% off, it really does help.
Oh,
it's
sure.
It's just that little push that somebody says, well, yeah, okay, I can do it.
Right. And the actual address is 30113 U.S. Highway 19. Again, located right beside Dan's Fans. And if you're going north, that would be on your right-hand side,
it
right across
be.
From Home Depot. And if you are coming south, there would be you'd have to do a little U-turn.
You would. Yes, you would.
But
well worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So many cool things. All right. So, do you have... tell us one more time how to get in touch with you and again, what you do. Just it's radio. People need to hear it again.
And we do IT support for small businesses. So really anything you need from monitoring and maintaining your equipment to project support to fixing things that are broken and cybersecurity, backup, merely anything that you need to make sure your systems are secure, reliable, and dependable and productive.
So with the cybersecurity, do you guys build your own system or is there a system that you use?
We use a number of different systems depending on what we're protecting. So you're protecting everything from the hardware with antivirus, anti-malware, Windows updates, et cetera, or email spam filters, antivirus for email.
Okay, cool.
Lots of different kinds of products. And backup is key because you want to be able to restore that data should something happen.
Yes, that happened to us back in 2009.
All it takes is one employee clicking on the wrong email and malware gets in and can wipe out the
And not just that, but
system.
Anybody who's listening, it doesn't always have to be something like that. My graphic artist who had every one of our ads, I'm talking from day one, saved in her files. She didn't back up for like a whole, it was over a year.
Yeah.
And her computer crashed.
Mm-hmm.
You never think that's going to happen to you. And it's not a virus or anything like that, but it does. And you need to be prepared.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, here in Florida, you have to worry about floods and lightning.
Oh, sure.
We have one client who was hit by lightning twice.
Oh, gosh.
That would wipe out your server and can lose all the data that way. It's a real issue, not to mention hurricanes.
Did you tell them the story where we lost all our data?
That's what I was just telling them, yes.
Oh, my God, we should have had you.
Yeah.
We lost 10 years of data, like of ads, everything.
That's terrible.
And we had no backups, right? So, of course, I blamed her. Right.
Well, backups are critical. I mean, we stress that with all of our clients.
And
you actually should have three. So you have the production copy of your backup. Ideally, you'd have an on-site copy of the backup, and then you have a backup somewhere else to prevent the lightning strike.
We're going to be disks right now.
Yeah, we're going to hire you.
Okay.
You already got a job right here.
Awesome.
All right.
So then we got Frank on the line. Did we talk about the antiques?
They did. Yes, they did.
Yes. I mean, I'm really into antiques.
I know. I am too. I love them.
I love antiques. I just love the shows on TV about them. And I like to watch the show, I always say it wrong, the porn. They say I say porn, but the porn stars.
I do too, because that's because I'm from the Northeast.
Right. But they always have antiques and stuff. What is the value and all that? And it's
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah, and that show too.
You have people coming in all the time that, you know, they want to know what the value
You're
is.
The expert.
Yeah, and right. I do appraisals too. Right. So, you know, so.
Very good.
It helps.
We have Frank on the line. Frank, you there?
Yes. Brian.
Yes. Oh, you're such. Your last name is Footer, right?
Yes.
So anyhow, you got the consignment shop, and I bet you, like with that antiques, mm-hmm. I bet you people bring stuff in to a is it a consignment or are you a thrift store?
Thrift store.
What's the difference between a consignment and a thrift store? Is the consignment people get paid for the merchandise? The thrift
consignment,
store.
Consignment, that's when people bring it and leave the stuff here and you give them, you know, a percentage of the whatever agree on it mm-hmm. item.
Right. And like you have really neat stuff in there, and like, and I see memorabilia stuff at thrift stores, and I'm thinking this has got to be worth some money. And actually, the biggest emerald ever purchased at a garage sale.
Oh, yeah.
For five, you heard about that? It was on
really?
The David Letterman show. It was like $10, and it's the biggest emerald in the history of the world.
Wow.
And it was worth millions and millions of dollars. How it ended up there.
That was a lucky find.
And then one of the independence things was, Frank, if you had a picture that was valued at money, what they would do is hide it behind another picture.
That's right. They did that. Especially right. during the war.
Right. So now you would hide something of value, and then they found that one of the, it was like 10 independents mm-hmm. written that were 10 signed, and a guy found one behind when he was just doing the frames. What's the greatest deal you ever did where you found out you got something and it was more valuable than you thought?
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, I bought some quite a few art, actually, and I still, I still have it, and I appraised some of them. I appraised them. You know, I bought it for like $12, and they're over $600.
Yeah. Wow. And did you hear about the guy, you know the guy on Hercules, I forget his name now, Slade Trades? Mm-hmm. So the guy bought this thing, it's from the Ming Dynasty. Right, so he brings it into Slade Trades, right, and he gets it verified, it's vases and all this, and it had that emblem, I guess it has the
yeah,
emblem.
Yeah, chop mark.
A chop, is
yeah,
that what it is?
That's what they call it.
So guess what it was worth?
Millions?
$500,000.
$500,000.
And here, he just brings it in, like clumsily, and I think he almost fell, you know? But the point
people
is...
People don't know. I don't know everything, you know?
Ming Dynasty.
I know, it's amazing.
Vase, $500,000.
I'm going to have to bring you a vase that was my great-grandmother's.
You have to bring it in.
Yeah. We have no idea if it's worth anything, but it came from Europe with her and went way back when. And
we're pretty good, so who knows, yeah. I mean, what I do is if I don't know what something is, I will say, look, if this is really good, I think, contact Sotheby's, contact Christie's. You can always send them a photograph. But for the most part, 99% of the stuff, you know, we've seen it for 30 years, so we know. There's that 1% and say, you know what, I don't know, and I'll be honest about it if I don't know. And that, you know, there's a lot of valuable things out there, and people just don't know anymore.
Right, and I think right here, Frank is the guy
yeah.
that he's going to be someone if he can connect with you.
That's right.
Because you can appraise stuff.
That's right.
And Frank, I'd like to give you it's called Red Rooster Antiques. And I'm going to give you his phone number along the way. Uh-huh. And if you ever come across something you don't know the price of it, he'd be happy to work with you.
That's right.
To be honest, I do have a lot of stamps and stuff. You know, I have not even put it on a shelf because I'm hiding it underneath the shelf somewhere. You know, those book stamps and... I have no idea what they cost, and they're
that's
very old.
That's a very specific skill set, stamps. They're so specific, you know, all the little the edging on that. If you have something wrong with it, the edging, it might not be worth much. It could be worth $5,000, so you don't know.
Would you like to go by his shop? It's on...
Absolutely. Where is it?
It's on... Tell us where you're located.
1327 North Highland Avenue, Clearwater. It's next to Maria's Food Mart.
Oh, definitely come in.
Right. What was your restaurant? What was the name of your restaurant?
Stars Bar and Grill.
Where was it located?
1056 Main Street. It's D-Town now. It's called D-Town.
Right. Yes. And then, because this man here, I don't know. You ever meet someone... Can you mind me saying this, Frank? I hope you don't. But no, I think the word.
I don't know what you're saying.
I was thinking of saying, like, when you get around them, hold on to your wallet. That's first off. You know, that's first off. Frank's the guy that finds your wallet. I mean, he steals your wallet, but then the next day he tries to help you find it. So you're good that way, Frank. No.
Well, now wallets are worthless, Ryan, because Bitcoin is involved and credit cards, so it's no more wallet.
Yeah, just keep an eye on your computer then. Because we got an IT tech. Tell them what you do.
We support small businesses with all their IT needs. So.
Right. So there you go. So we got her to get you. She's hired to protect people from you, Frank.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, Frank, the way you ever, like, if everybody ever listens to my show, if I only had one word to describe Frank, it would be joy.
Oh, that's a wonderful
word. That's great.
Yeah, one word. I mean, just he's always got a smile and he's always happy and he sees the good in things. And he brings joy to the world. And that's, you know, if you guys have been listening to my shows, I don't say that too often about people.
No.
But he's a real happy, go lucky, fair businessman is best way I would describe it. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. And he's a family man too, the whole deal. So, you know, he's a local community guy putting a thrift store together, taking a shot, you putting the antique store together, taking a shot, mm-hmm. UIT taking a shot. It. You know, when I think of it, I think of cousin, what is it?
The Adams family.
Cousin Ed.
That's it. Right? So we got, that was the first IT, right?
Should be the guy in the box. Remember that?
That's it. That's, you should be your logo. That could be your logo.
No, that's Thing. Wasn't his name Thing?
Oh, was it Thing? Who was it?
Thing was in the box.
Thing. Lurch was
it
the...
It had all the hair.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It was the clown, Stephen King's clown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
the
one.
The on the Addams Family was the one with all the hair, wasn't he?
So that let's play it, a yes. song for Frank. Frank, give us a song that you want to hear.
Hi, Brian. I'm more like a karaoke guy, you know.
How about we play That's Amore from Dean Martin?
How about... okay, whatever you
want
to
Whatever pick. You want.
Hmm?
Okay, we'll let the antique guy pick a song.
How about That's Life?
That's Life. You got that, Mr. Tom? Okay, can you bring in the...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, That's Life. That's sponsored by Red Rooster Antiques. And then we got the IT lady.
Team Logic IT.
What does IT stand for, by the way?
Information Technology.
We should have done that as a trivia question. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Yep.
But
Team
anyhow.
Logic IT. Clearwater.
Here it is. This song is being sponsored by Red Rooster Antiques, and the name of your antique your thrift store is what, Frank?
Best Choice Thrift Store.
Best Choice?
Yes, sir.
That's Life, Best Choice.
That's right.
How'd you come up with the name?
Because we've got choices, you know. That's one of them is the best choice.
You're the best, Frank, and I mean it. You bring joy to the world, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, so we got the lady from Coldwell Banker. Is that it?
Yes,
I hope I said that right. Sit down. Is that okay, Mr.
Yes.
Rooster?
Yes.
And we got the rooster playing the song.
I will.
Yeah, she has a bunch of antique stuff. Don't go yet.
I don't go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do I put this on?
Okay.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet. A pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And is that Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin?
I don't know. Who plays
Frank,
That's Life?
Frank Sinatra.
Frank?
Yeah, baby. Woo. I love this kind of music.
Do you? I got a free dinner. Hold on.
Oh,
is it both done eating? No. Go here. Elvis,
the
entertainment.
Oh, cool.
Live entertainment. Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. See that?
Very cool.
And then they're new. They just opened, grand open. So you can support them.
They already opened in the middle of COVID.
I know.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so we were just talking to the IT lady. It. And I always say it wrong, but DS Fine Italian Dining. They have live music there. And it's Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Neil Diamond, and more. No, and they got a free dinner coupon in the book.
This one?
Yeah, so if she said she loves it, so that'd be perfect. And use the coupon because it helps show them that the book works.
All right, cool.
And you get a free dinner. So tell us a little bit about...
How much do you want?
How much is it for a house right now? House is going up or down?
They're going up.
Get closer to the mic.
The houses are increasing in value because there's no inventory. So if you want to list your home right now, it is at the top of the market. Of course, we'd have to give you a market analysis to find out exactly what that price would be and give you an absorption rate. And the absorption rate is where you can say that house is going to sell in 30 days. If it's worth $900,000 and up, it might take another month, but it will be fast. This market is hot.
Okay, so why should someone do business with you? Because you're hot. Am I? No.
I am very hot.
That was in the 70s. I can do that, right?
We need some air.
I can do it in the 80s. The 90s, they stopped doing it. Now 2020, am I allowed to say that? Well, I'm going to say it again. You're hot.
Well, thank you.
So now tell us why someone should do business with you.
Well, because I've got a very unique program in that Coldwell Banker has given me the tools to perform outstandingly, in that I have never been able to put my homes on TV until I have started working with Coldwell Banker. And we have expert marketing, target marketing. We have professional brochures. When you're getting into the luxury collection, I'm going to have an actual display, a brochure to present all the features of the home to have that professional touch.
No doubt about it.
Yes. And but working with me, I'm the kind of person that if I get a client, I immediately absorb everything that they need. I ask them tons of questions, and then I all of a sudden put them into my search mechanism, and I send them daily or even as soon as possible emails that will give them the information they need to go and look at that home and not waste any time searching on all those other networks. I can immediately give you up-to-date information, and then I give you an RPR report, and that will give you even more details. It's about 36 pages. We'll give you the information about flood zones, about the taxes, who owns the property, how about the schools and all the activities? So I'm very detail-oriented type agent. My background is a paralegal, so I'm sort of like a detective.
Very good. That's important. And, you know, I'm the opposite of that. I lose phone numbers. I'm very disorganized. I got two organized women in here. Seriously.
We have to be organized in IT for sure.
Yeah, I'm very disorganized.
Well, we can help you with that.
Yes. You see that?
Yeah,
but
I'm
I can
here
talk.
To help.
I'm here to help. You know, they say the best prayer is just say help.
Right? Well, you have to ask for help, too.
You got to ask. You know, what's it? King Solomon said, you have not because you ask not. And a salesman can use that, too. But King Solomon was talking about having God come into your heart. But there are salesmen out there. If you don't ask, you have not because you ask not. You got to ask for the order. So now give us your phone number.
My number is area code 662 because I just relocated from Mississippi. So my area code is 662-420, which is a unique number I'm hearing, 0871.
Sharon? Yeah, 420, I think that's the day smoke. Someone would smoke it.
Is that what it is?
420 is smoke day or something.
Marijuana day.
You know, somebody told
me marijuana
about
day?
Is that what it is?
I just knew it was something. And give us your phone number.
727-275-2752.
And that's it. And then, Frank, give us your phone number. All right, that's good. It's another show wrapped up for the Brian
King. WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.